Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parsha's Akef, that is Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis. And Moshe Rabbeinu has just finished chastising Klal Yisrael and reminding them of all the times that they rebelled against Hashem in the Midbar. And now the Pasuk tells us, Va'ata Yisrael, and now Yisrael, Ma Hashem Lekecha Shel Memach, what does Hashem your God ask from you? Kim Liyiras Hashem Lekecha, only to fear Hashem your God, Lelechas B'chad Rachav, to go in all his ways, Ula'av Yisrael, and to love him, V'lavadis Hashem Lekecha, and to serve Hashem your God, B'chol Avcha, B'chol Nafshecha, with all your heart and with all your souls. Lishmar Smith Hashem Eschukasev, to guard the mitzvahs of Hashem and his chukim, Asher Anochim Sevcha Hayom, that I command you today, L'tayv Lach, to do good for you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis. V'ata Yisrael, Afal Pish Asisim Kozois, even though you did all this, Adenu Rachmav Chibase Aleichem, his compassion and his love is still towards you. Umikol Mashchatasim Lefanav, and all that you've sinned in front of him, Enish El Mekem, he only asked for one thing from you, Ki'im Liyira, only to fear him. Rabbi Senu Darshan Mikan, Chazal Darshan from here, Hakol B'dei Shemaim, everything is in the hands of heaven, Chutz Mir Shemaim, except for your Shemaim, that is incumbent upon every single person to work on his Yiras Shemaim. And the next pasuk tells us, Lishmar Smitzvah Hashem, Vav Hilo Lechinam. This is also not going to be for free. You're not doing this just stam, just because he's asking you. Rather, El Otev Lechem, you should do it because he's going to give good to you, Shetekab Luschar, so you can receive reward. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Yudalit, Hein Lashem Lekecha. Behold, it is Tashem your God, Hashemaim Ushmei Hashemaim, the heaven and the heavens of heavens, Haaretz V'chal Asherba, the land and everything that's in it. Rakba V'secha Chashak Hashem, Lava Oisam, Hashem only desired your forefathers to love them, Vivchar B'zaram Acharehem, and he chose their descendants after them, Bachem, that's in you, Mikalo Amim, from all the other nations, Kayem Azeh, just like this day. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudalit, Hein Lashem Lekecha, Hakol, everything is to Hashem, V'afal Pikein, even so, Rakba V'secha Chashak Hashem, and Hakol, Hashem chose your forefathers over everything, he chose to love them. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Tezayin, Umaltem Esar Las Lavavchem, and you shall cut, you shall remove the barrier and the cover of your heart, V'arbechem Lois Ashkoid, you shouldn't continue to stiffen your neck, Ki Hashem Lekechem, because Hashem your God, Hu Elikei Elikim, he is the God of all, V'adonai Adonim, and the Lord of everything, Hakel HaGadol HaGibra V'anayro, the God who is great, mighty, and awesome, Asher Lois upon him, he will not show favor, V'loikach Sheichad, and he will not take a bribe, and the same God is Oysa Mishpat Yosem Almana, he carries out the judgment of the orphan and the widow, V'ayev Ger, and he loves Ger, Las Yisloi Lechem V'simla, to give him bread and clothing. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod Zayin, V'adonai Adonim, Lo Yuchal Shum Adin Lahatil Eschem Yadei, there isn't a single Adin, a single Lord or Master that's going to be able to save you from his hands. Lois upon him, he's not going to show you favor, Im Tifriku Ulai, if you throw off his yoke, V'lo Yikach Sheichat, he also will not take a bribe, L'faisa B'mamin, you're not able to pay him off with money, you're not able to appease him by just giving him money. Pasuk Yod Ches tells us, Oizem Mishpat Yosem Almana, Harei Gevura, this previous Pasuk just spoke about the greatness of Hashem, V'itzel Gevura, right next to his greatness, Atamotze An V'sanusai, you find his humility, which is that he takes care of the orphans and the widows. And also, V'ayev Ger Losis Lelechem V'simla, V'davar Chashu is that, this is something very important, don't mock that, don't belittle the fact that he gives bread and clothing to the ger. Shikol atzma shel Yaakov Vinu al zehispalo, because that's what Yaakov Vinu davened for. V'nasan li lechem lechel veged lobash, and he shall give me food to eat and clothing to wear. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yotes, v'av temas ager, and you shall love the ger, ki gerim ha'yisem eretz Mitzrayim, because you are gerim in the land of Mitzrayim. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Yotes, and he explains what one has to do with another. What does loving a ger have to do with the fact that you are gerim in the land of Mitzrayim? So Rashi tells us, ki gerim ha'yisem mum shebecha, a blemish that you have, al tamer lechavercha, do not show it in your friend. Don't point it out in your friend, which means the Pasuk is not saying that the reason why you should love a ger is because you were also gerim. The Pasuk is saying that you should make sure not to afflict him or bother him or make fun of him that he's a ger because you were also gerim. A mum that you have, a blemish that you have, don't point it out in your friend. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf, as Hashem lekecha tira oisei savoid, Hashem your God, you should fear and serve him, uvay sidbak, and cling to him, uvishmai tishavea, and then you could swear in his name. Hu silas chav hu alekecha, he is your praise and he is your God. Asher asei tchas hagdois v'shanerois ha'ela, asher roi necha, that did for you these great and awesome things that your eyes saw. 70 souls, your forefathers went down to Mitzrayim. Hashem has made you as numerous as the stars in the sky. And Parakid Aleph Pasuk Aleph, you shall love Hashem your God, and you shall safeguard his guarding, and his chukim and mishpatim and commandments all the days. And you shall know today, the following did not happen to your sons. They did not see and they did not know. And what is it they didn't see and know? Now we're going to have a number of psukim telling us that. As Musa Hashem Lekechem, the chastisement of Hashem your God, as Godloy his greatness, as Yodei Achazaka his strong hand, Uzrei Anatuya and his outstretched arm, as Oisoisov, as Masov, and his signs and his deeds, Asher Asa Pesach Mitzrayim that he did in Mitzrayim, Lefari Melch Mitzrayim, Lechol Artoi, to power the king of Mitzrayim and his entire land, Vasher Asa Lechel Mitzrayim, Lususav Lerichbay, and that which he did to the army of Mitzrayim, its horses and chariots, Asher Hatzif, as Me Yamsov Alpaneim, that he wash the waters of the Yamsuf on top of them, Berot v'machreichem, when they chase after you. Vayabdem Hashem areyem hazen, Hashem destroyed them until this very day. Vasher asol lechem b'midbar, and that which he did for you in the midbar. Ad b'echem ad makam hazeh, until you got to this very place. Vasher asol adosan v'laviram, b'nei Eliyav ben Ruvain, that which he did to Dosan Aviram, the sons of Eliyav, the son of Ruvain, asher patzar s'tzpia, that the ground opened up its mouth, v'tivla'im v'esbotem v'salim, and it swallowed them and their houses and their tents, v'es kalei kumasher b'agleihem, and all the possessions that were at their feet, b'kerev kol Yisrael, amidst all of Klal Yisrael. So before we continue with what Moshe Rabbeinu said, let's just have a quick look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Vav, b'kerev kol Yisrael. So something interesting about what happened in the times of Korach. Kol makam shoya echad mehem bayrech. Anytime someone in the whole camp of Korach or Dasan of Yerim tried to run away, ha'aretz nifkas mitachtav u'balasoy, this ground split from directly under him and swallowed him. Elu divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Amar le'Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Nechemya told him, balei kvar nemar, already says, v'tiftach ha'aretz es piha, that the ground opened up its mouth, singular, v'lei piyay seha, not that it opened its mouths, plural. Amar le'Rabbi Yehuda told him, so manei mekayim b'karev kol Yisrael. So how could I understand what that means in the midst of all Yisrael? It makes sense to say that even when someone was running away and he was among the rest of Klal Yisrael, all of a sudden the ground split. But if you're telling me that the ground didn't split in numerous places, so how do we understand the pasuk of b'karev kol Yisrael? So Amar le'Rabbi Yehuda told him, shenasei sa'aretz midran kimashbech, the entire ground became like a funnel, v'chol makam shehaya echad mehem, anywhere one of them was, ha'yimizgagul ubad makayim abikia, he would roll all the way down into where the ground was split. Basically, kum asher b'aglem, the pasuk says, all the akum, all the possessions that were at their feet, zem ha'mani shel adam, this is referring to the money of a person, shema midei al raglov, because it helps him stand on his feet. Back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, it wasn't your son that saw this, ki einechem harois, es kol ma'aseh Hashem ha'gadol asher asa, because it was your eyes that saw all this great work that Hashem did. Ushmartem es kol mitzvah, you shall keep all these commandments, asher anochem savcha hayom, that I command you today, l'man tech eskus, that you shall be strong, uvasem v'yishtem es ha'aretz, and you will come and possess the land, asher atem ivrim shem l'rishta, that you are crossing over into it to possess it. Ulaman tarichu yom ha'adam, so you could have lengthy days on the land, asher nishba Hashem l'vaseichem l'seish lahem, that Hashem had promised your forefathers to give to them, ulazaram, and to their descendants, eretz zavas chol v'dvash, a land flowing with milk and honey. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with more of what Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.